I know. And I'm like, she should have said it. If she was doing that right, she should have said that's actually $202,000. Thank you. Dollars you owe me.
Right.
Yep.
A math and then tell me this bullshit. Like, no, I'm up your ass with some more money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going to fuck. That's a great severance package. What? For yeah, 200?
$22,000 too.
Thanks.
And then take them to court and then watch. Because one way, they either have to admit they're wrong and you get your job back.
Yep.
Or you get fired and make $22,000 and they have to admit they're stupid.
It's amazing. Oh, wait. All right. I got to find the link to that video. I got to find the link. Is it in the chat?
Yeah, I sent it like a couple days ago.
Which chat are we talking about?
The main one. I got it.
All right. You got it.
I'll send it again.
We have so many chats.
We only have.
So we have so many chats. You know what? We're going to make a separate chat about this.
Yeah, that way we have a chat to complain about the, all the chats.
We'd like to fund our Patreon so we can start a new chat.
Oh.
This one is
going to
be done by Messenger Pigeon.
Sir Jeremy.
That's why we need the Patreon.
Yeah, we have to feed the pigeon monthly.
Yeah.
So that way we continue to make message boards about messages.
Sir Jeremy, you missed the good news. The likeness has asked if we can provide him a script, and he may read our beginning title credits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Justlikeness.com, everyone. If you want to be, you want to join the club because you're cool.
It is a cool.
It is a really cool club. It's free to join. Says attachment unavailable. What is this failure?
It worked for me.
Trying. But yeah. So Sarah's going to Camp Crystal Lake. That means don't hire super sexy young horny teenagers as your camp counselors. A child will die.
We're good.
Are you sure? It is a Christian camp. I just see you in this camp with like you've all your hirees show up and they're all extremely good looking and you're like, oh god, no.
Like,
welcome to the love camp, christianminglecamp.com.
It seems unlikely.
Are you sure there, Sarah?
Yeah, actually I am.
Well,
so, these two I don't have to worry about. That one is an adult and married, so is that one. That one is dating that one.
Just so you know, married just means, you know.
Nowadays, married doesn't mean shit.
All it means is kind of, you know, there's just a, you know, there's goalies in hockey.
Like a lot of married couples I know that are young are still swingers and don't give a fuck.
They're not. This is not a young couple. This is like a 40-year-old.
Oh, that's even worse.
Three children.
It's between 20 and 40 that are the weird monogamous people.
Yeah.
I just posted the video we were talking about in chat, by the way. Yeah, no, my grandma used to only date married men because they're not clingy. It is.
Okay.
Yeah, she did not care about being a mistress. All she asked for was their money to keep quiet. And they gladly give it to her. Yeah, my grandma was. She was like, the stories my dad's mom would tell me. Hoo-wee. There's a reason why when my grandma leaned in to kiss your cheeks, you never let her do it. You let her kiss beside your cheeks. Yeah, no, that was a minefield.
I feel so absurd. The concept.
Oh man, you know who really wants to come back on? Remember, we never put it on the podcast, but for people who've watched the show, we've had a tarot reader on, and she really wants to come on.
Oh, yeah. She told me I was going to be pregnant. Still hasn't happened.
I mean,
you're pregnant with the child of work.
Okay.
You're supposed
to be a girl, so
you're great. You're great with your feminine energy.
Sure.
Yeah, hey, summer's still. When did she say that would happen?
By the end of the year.
She did say the end of the year. It's only been 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
Counting those eggs before they hatch. That's what it sounds like there, Sarah.
Except the problem is I don't want the eggs to hatch. I'm a little afraid.
You know how long it takes me to work on my many laughs?
Seven and a half years.
I feel like longer than
shit. It's definitely
practicing laughs.
I do sometimes. Like you never know when you're gonna need a good cackle, or like
my good laugh is a good clown laugh when I got a girl that's like, yep.
Ooh.
I could see you be a good clown. Sorry, I meant clown laugh.
I mean, it's okay.
It is okay to be jealous. That's all I am.
I'm not upset about that. It's okay. I appreciate your candor.
Something maybe people will notice if they go back and watch the YouTube videos and the podcast is Grease Goblin came in 10 episodes later. Hmm. We started without him. We actually have an episode that will be coming out in about 3 weeks. Where it's the Grease Goblin's first episode.
Oh, that voice crack, though.
Oh, yeah, that voice crack. But that was and it's how he got his name.
Yeah.
We have yet to reveal how he got his name, but he was named that episode because.
You're there to see it.
Yeah. And I mean, any of our viewers, if you ever want to be on the show or interview, just like. Comment in chat, send us messages. That's like our whole shtick. That's how we get some of these randos on this episode, on this show. Like, let's be fair. Some of the people that we've had, that we've interviewed, are just people that just watch the show, and we're like, hey, you want to come on? Sure.
That's entertaining. You like meeting new people.
Yeah. That too.
Idea that I'm working on for one shots that hopefully the next one should be like. Repeating kind of one shot
dealing.
So it sounds like we're just starting playing. Our own like interconnected universe where we're all doing one shots.
I just want to
on from another one shot. No,
I want a more explanation about a repeating one shot.
Could we play the same one shot over and over again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god, it's just Groundhog Day every time.
Ooh, fascinating.
We'll have to start studying.
I'll be introducing everyone to the fog as we enter Dead by Dungeon.
Oh, you don't say.
Wait, there's a game?
There's a game? Wait. Dead by Daylight. It's vampires, isn't it?
No,
vampires.
No. It's obviously zombies.
Zombies? Zombies?
No, werewolves.
Werewolves.
Yeah, werewolves.
It's Dead by Daylight. It's werewolves.
It's a
priest
now. With Nemesis, there are zombies now.
You're a zombie.
No, he brings zombies. Yeah, I guess that's true. Right? I guess that's true.
Nemesis does not bring zombies. Nemesis doesn't give a shit. Nemesis is just supposed to kill that bitch. I forget her name.
He's just supposed to kill stars members.
Yeah. He's just immune to the zombies because he don't give no fucks. You see how many bullets that guy takes to a face? What does he care?
He's not
They couldn't find the T virus, but they found the G virus. He wears a giant gold chain and walks around with his gat. Why isn't there a rapper named Nemesis? That seems like a really easy, low-hanging fruit.
Low-flying birds, yes.
Low-flying fruit?
Death isn't something that...
only fruits or flies are pineapples.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, one more time?
The only fruit that fly low are pineapples.
That's technically not true. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes aren't fruit. But they are fruit.
They are fruit.
They're both fruit and not fruit at the same time.
Doesn't matter. They're still low. And you could even say raspberries.
But no. Pineapples are the lowest flying fruit. Because they grow out of a bush and out of the ground. Like a pineapple.
No
bush,
pumpkins.
Pumpkins aren't fruit. They,
yes, they are. Technically a pumpkin, by that logic, are fruit.
A pineapple grows out of the ground.
So does
by
a pumpkin.
Itself, without a vine.
I'm just... Where's our fact checker? Sir Jeremy! We need the facts now!
We just have a fact checker.
A melon is a fruit, and a pumpkin is still considered a melon.
Yeah, a pumpkin is a fruit. But now I want to know, am I being fooled? Do pineapples grow out of the ground?
They do. They only grow one at a time.
Pineapples are not
trees. Have seeds inside.
There's a bee in there.
Body where vegetables grow in pods with those seeds to spread.
I want to see how a pineapple grows.
Right there.
I'm looking. I want to see it for myself.
It's right in front of you.
But it looks like it. But even then, it's still above the ground.
But it's not. It is, but it isn't.
It's still higher on the ground than a pumpkin.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's only one bush.
Thank you, everybody. The lowest flying fruit is a pumpkin.
Or water.
Yes.
I'll take that.
Or cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Melons. Melons.
That's a good quote. We should write that down.
I was going to say, technically a pumpkin's not flying, though. It's on the ground.
Exactly.
Excuse me. A bibbity bobbity boo, Jeremy.
What is the ground?
It would probably be a tomato.
Alakazoo, a zippity zoo.
A bibbity bobbity boo?
Raspberries are pretty low flying
fruit. I was going to say raspberries, but they don't actually go on the ground. A melon, because it has to be on the ground.
No, because that's not flying. If it's on the ground, it's standing.
The lowest flying fruit.
Right?
So blueberries.
You could say it's
blueberries, raspberries. Man. What is the lowest flying fruit?
I never thought this could be.
Question of the day to the audience. What is the lowest flying fruit? Strawberries, because they grow off flowers on the ground?
So do blueberries, raspberries.
No, but raspberries aren't a bush. Same with blueberries. Strawberries aren't a bush.
But they also grow out of flowers.
Right along the ground instead of the bush.
Shrubbery. A shrubbery. But it's still hanging. You still have to pick strawberries from, like, they're still not on the ground. I'm gonna look this up. You know what? Ask Jeeves. I'm gonna ask Jeeves. I'm gonna trust Jeeves for the last time in my life. I haven't asked Jeeves a question in a long time. What is the lowest hanging fruit? What is the lowest hanging fruit?
It would be
the
lowest flying fruit.
But you got to write it in a way that it understands.
I don't know.
It's a bunch of crap. Why does it direct me to Google? Ask Jeeves is fallen. Googles and ads. You don't know what Ask Jeeves is?
Sounds like Ask Jeeves.
Oh my god, what? I've just dated myself, haven't I?
No, I know what it is. And I'm the same age as him.
I know
what it is, and
I'm younger.
I've heard of. What is the lowest hanging fruit? Answer to July 11th, 2014. What is the world's lowest actual fruit? What is the world's apple?
No, I think it's an apple.
Right here.
Same.
Oh my god. It's an apple.
I'm not kidding.
I'm looking at it right now. I have the link. I'm putting it in chat.
You just pasted it.
Did I?
Yeah, you pasted it.
Oh my god, no. No. I don't know how.
Look at those tiny trees. Like apples.
This needs to go into chat. Everyone needs to know. Apples are the lowest hanging fruit. I'm actually distraught by this. I can't believe it's apples.
What?
But what is the lowest
fruit? Here's my real question. At what point did... Oh, where was his name? I just saw him. Oh, the guy at the university who studied this. The fruit detective.
Right?
What's his name? Where's David Karp? Fruit expert David Karp. This guy had nothing to fucking do with his life, but had that question like we just had. What is the lowest hanging fruit? And wrote an entire dissertation on why it's this one apple I posted the article for. Like, yeah, do you how, like, like, how shitty is your job that this is, must be the highlight of your career?
How great is it? You just have to do that?
I'm actually crying. This is ridiculous.
Did you go out and measure it?
Yeah.
Look, a direct quote. Strawberries, Karp says. But there's a clear caveat here. If you ever talk to a strawberry harvester, it is known the devil's fruit because it's hell to bend down. It's really a back-breaking labor, Karp cautions. It is not how low you can go, the picker's point of view in terms of convenience, Karp adds. Oh god. This guy literally even has graphs. Oh, I highly please, people. I need you guys to click on this link and look at this. This is, he's got graphs.
That's a nice looking
graph. He's got graphs. Like this guy. Like, fuck, man. Where's his university?
It said right there. That's the very top.
All right. Here's what we're doing. Over the summer, I am going to email this person. We need an interview with Mr. Karp.
Oh, yeah.
The foremost picking fruit expert. That would be, oh god, please. I need to make a note of this. Oh, that's so.
Set it up.
That
I
would.
Be, I will do it. I don't care what I
do. We've answered an age-old question here on today's podcast. The lowest hanging fruit is an apple.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Oh, David.
He's only 63.
Yeah, I saw that. He's only 63. So if he's 63, that means he'll be just hip enough that he'll want to come on our podcast, but just be, you know, not know us enough that he won't know what we're doing. He's just like everyone else who comes on the podcast. No, but I want his university. It's easier to email the university through them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because then they forward it.
University of California.
I see that. California Riverside.
If he's still there.
Hey, but
that's so funny.
That's great.
I'm just highlight of my day.
I'm in awe and inspired.
A dude who dedicated so much time to finding the lowest hanging fruit.
That's so good. I would assume that's about where you started. So I'm amazed that that's where you started.
He must be a botanist of like
It's
right there.
And he probably knows some pretty cool shit about plants.
He is a
pomologist. Are you sure you pronounced that right?
No.
Show me where you're looking.
Right there. American Pomological Society.
A pomologist. It's one of his things. Sorry. He worked on behalf of the American Pomological Society. But he's not a pomologicalist. He is a...
Oh, wow. So he works on me, not, like, considered, schooled enough. That's pretty badass.
He's just really, really, really into fruit.
Makes sense.
He's really into fruit.
Who is it?
Wait. What was that? Something about every 5,000 feet?
I mean...
He is a professional orchidist. If you say orchid again, I will punch your stomach. That's insane.
California is so popular, right? Like, why things taste the way they do with, like, certain ripenesses or flavors. Like, that could be some shit.
Oh, I'll leave everyone with this. I'll leave everyone with this. So I worked at Starbucks for 7 years, and one day, all of a sudden, we got a message from corporate. Every single raspberry flavor had to be thrown out immediately and replaced. And all of a sudden, the raspberry flavoring is now clear, but it used to be like a deep red color. All the raspberry flavoring had to be thrown out. We don't know. Eventually, word came down. You can still look this up. It's called Red 35, was what they actually used. It's a raspberry flavor. And Red 35, what that is it's a kind of Japanese beetle. And they would fill entire vats full of these beetles and then crush them.
Yeah.
We have people that are allergic to
it. Yeah, lots of people are allergic to lots of bread food colorings, but 35 is the most common.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's beetles.
Yeah, it's like that whole issue with Red Smarties, like, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Another good one is, what is that flavoring? It's a certain kind of fruit flavoring. I think it's like, it's not a widespread one. But there is a fruit flavoring where it is... Oh, I need to look this up before I say it. But I'm pretty sure it is distilled monkey asshole. And that's not a joke.
No, that was coffee. Guess that's why it's distilled.
Yeah. At least there's that.
Is that really how you want to search that up?
Oh, that's totally... Sorry, guys, I was wrong. It wasn't monkeys. It's beavers. And I found the article. It's beaver butt juice. Yep.
Oh, yeah. There's something about that. Yeah. These are
perfect. This is for everyone. This is so everyone knows. They literally milk beaver butt juice for flavoring. Mmm. This is the high class talking you get behind. This is how we talk normally.
Pretty much. It's artificial. It's actually made from beaver. Yeah, I've known that for a while.
Oh, but there's also that there's that coffee that is tapir droppings.
Oh yeah, that coffee's super expensive though.
It's good though.
Because I'm sure you would love shit coffee.
No, it's actually really good.
I'm sure. I am.
Go shit coffee? Yeah. I don't know what we're hearing about that.
It's monkey shit. It's very expensive. It's very, very expensive. Because,
but there's the cashew coffee from South America too.
Yeah, it roasts inside the stomach. It's a natural oven.
That's like a thing. So you have to research your coffees.
It is a real thing. There are people who literally drink shit coffee.
I'm a coffee addict. That is a real thing.
That's a real thing. I am not brave enough. I am not brave enough.
Do it.
I'm not. I enjoy my coffee. I don't want to puke it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're coming close to the hour. Might as well turn it out to our viewers. Does anyone have any questions for us? I said that.
Or concerns.
I mean.
Yeah. If you're concerned about us, you probably should be.
I mean, they're like it because they have concerns and they just think it's hilarious.
It could be.
Nobody has any questions or concerns?
No, people just like listening to us talk.
I'm concerned after listening to us talk.
Yeah, me too.
I have plenty of concerns. I just don't know if I should bring them up.
Well,
you have concerns?
Probably.
I guess.
You have concerns.
Yeah, it's time to handle those concerns.
Yeah, but then I have to talk about the concerns.
It's clinched.
Tell us your concerns.
I don't know.
Well, that's a wrap for season one. I'd like to thank everyone who has watched us this whole year. Like I said, we're going to be doing two shots all summer, so we're not going to stop that. Still episodes coming out in the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, then next week is the start of season two. If you are watching this live, we will be back in full with the podcast show, like this, the podcast part. We'll start when Sarah gets back from camp in September. Otherwise, we're going to be just catch us every Sunday and Wednesday for two shots. Yeah, seriously. Justlikeness.com for the app. Follow us on Twitch or YouTube or just look up the
podcast.
I've honestly cornered the market on the Villains Talk Show. If you just search up that phrase, I come up. I've done pretty good.
What? Too bad it's spelled wrong.
So, that being said, I am C4. Beside me is the Great Grease Goblin. Coming in late, but always appreciated, is Sir Jeremy. Beside Sarah Vike is Insaniac, and Sarah Vike is Sarah Vike in the center of the screen, and we are the Villains of the Villains Talk Show. We're going to miss Sarah for summer, but...
Aw, thanks. I'm going to miss you guys.
We hope you all tune in for the two shots. And, yeah. I'm sorry y'all had nothing better to do, but
to listen to us talk about beaver butt juice.
I mean, I'm glad you guys spent it with us here.
A whole season's worth of it.
Woo! They can't hear it, but I know everyone in the stream can hear the music, but they can't hear the music, so I'm just dancing. I know, we're just dancing the air right now because I don't have my headset. Just dancing in the air.
It's fun.
God, why is it so bloody hot here?